Milwaukee was again in the national spotlight Tuesday night. The Democratic ticket of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz spoke at Fiserv Forum just minutes after Democratic National Convention delegates in Chicago reconfirmed Harris as the party's presidential nominee and Walz as the choice for vice president. WUWM's Chuck Quirnbach has the story.
The Democratic Party timed things so the 15,000 people at Fiserv Forum could watch on video screens the ceremonial nomination roll call taking place at the United Center in Chicago. About halfway through, the feed shut off, and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, the Democratic candidate for vice president, took the stage at Fiserv and noted he was in the same building where Republicans held their convention last month.
They left here riding high. They were feeling good. This thing was over. Well, trust me, Milwaukee, a hell of a lot can change in 4 weeks.
Such as President Joe Biden ending his reelection campaign, Vice President Kamala Harris rising to the top of the Democratic ticket, and choosing Walz as her running mate. After Walz's speech, it was back to the roll call in Chicago. Governor Tony Evers gave the Wisconsin report and had some difficulty doing so.
I'm here because I'm jazz as hell to announce that Wisconsin passed one vote present and 94 votes were for got me going here. Former Wisconsinite, former state, oh my God.
Eventually, Evers said, former Wisconsinite, Vice President Kamala Harris. Harris, who lived in Madison for 2 years as a young child, did not refer to Evers' verbal stumble when she walked onto the Milwaukee stage. Instead, Harris emphasized the importance of the Wisconsin vote this year, her recently announced plans for lowering the cost of living, and in a new dig at Republican candidate Donald Trump, Harris referred to the former president's comments to CBS News on Monday that he has no regrets about his appointees to the Supreme Court helping overturn Roe v. Wade protections for abortion rights.
I do believe, you know, bad behavior should result in a consequence. Well, we will make sure he does face a consequence, and that'll be at the ballot box in November.
After Harris and Walz headed back to Chicago, audience member Ann Hancock said reproductive freedom is a top issue.
Because I think that it affects every family, regardless of your situation.
Another audience member, Princess Holloway, says Harris will bring a lot of energy and compassion to the presidency. Holloway noted how Harris halted her Milwaukee speech and called medics over when a person in the crowd took ill.
That's why they call her Mamala, because she has that spirit. And one thing I realize about anybody that runs our country, they have to run with a heart, because that's the only way you're going to have love for someone else.
Earlier Tuesday, for the second time this month, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance had the job of campaigning in the same area as Harris and Walz on the same day. The Ohio senator held a news conference outside the Kenosha County Courthouse to praise police 4 years after a Kenosha officer severely wounded Jacob Blake Jr. during an attempted arrest. Vance did not mention then 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse fatally shooting two men and wounding a third, claiming self-defense while the Illinois youth said he was helping to protect Kenosha during protests following the police shooting. Instead, Vance criticized Chicago as Democrats are holding their convention in the city.
Chicago has violent crime statistics that actually mirror, again, third world highly violent countries. Again, public safety is the birthright of every citizen in this country.
The audio of Vance comes from the website Real America's Voice, which live streamed the Kenosha event. For the second time in a week, the Trump-Vance team denied credentials to WUWM and some other media outlets. Chuck Quirnbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.